There were people in the fields, and more as the miles passed, backs bowed with the weight of tragedies, old and new. Man is born to sorrow and despair. Smed shuddered his way out of that. Him, wallowing in philosophical bullshit? They crested a rise, saw the city. The wall was covered with scaffolding. Despite the late hour, men were rebuilding it. Soldiers in gray supervised. Imperials.
Gray boys, Tully grumbled. Here comes trouble.
I doubt it, Fish said.
How come?
There'd be more of them if they were looking for trouble. They're just making sure the repairs get done right. Tully harumped and scowled and muttered to himself, but did not argue. He had overlooked the obvious. Imperials were sticklers for getting things done right, obsessive about keeping military works in repair. The only delay was occasioned by the construction, not by the soldiers. Tully was not pleased. He was sick of Fish looking smarter than him. Smeds was afraid he would start improvising, trying to do something about that. Something stupid, probably.
Holy shit, Smed said, soft as a prayer, half a dozen times as they walked through the city.
Buildings were being demolished, rehabilitated, or built where old structures had been raised.
They really tore the old town a new asshole.
Which left him uncomfortable. There were people he wanted to see. Were they still alive, even? Wonderstruck, Tully said,
I never seen so many soldiers. At least not since I was a kid.
They were everywhere, helping with reconstruction, supervising, policing, billeted in tents pitched where buildings had been raised. Was the whole damned city inundated with troops? Smed saw standards, uniforms, and unit emblems he'd never seen before.
Something going on here, he said. We better be careful.
He indicated a hanged man, dangling from a roof tree three stories up.
Martial law, Fish said. Means the wise guys are upset. You're right, Smed. We walk real careful till we find out what's going on and why.
They headed for the place Tully stayed first, it being closest. It was not there anymore. Tully was not distressed.
I'll just stay with you till I get set, he told Smeds.
But Smeds had not paid any rent, so they had thrown his junk into the street for scavengers. After cashing in his empties and stealing what they wanted for themselves, then had let the room to people dispossessed by the disaster. Fish's place had gone the way of Tully's. The old man was not surprised. He said nothing. He did look a little more gaunt and haggard and slumped.
So maybe we can all stuff in at my old lady's place, Timmy said.
He was jittery. Smed's figured it was his hand.
Just for tonight. My old man, he doesn't like anybody I hang around with.
Timmy's parents owned the place they lived, though they were as poor as anybody.